If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load.
It's time for the Way Highway on Adobe Radio, brought to you by Nice Guy Digital and Dr. God Productions, with your hosts, Justin Ware and Sean Cowig.
Welcome, welcome to the Way Highway, a leading green radio show exploring the wild and wonderful world of weed, a comedic curation of cannabis Americanas hosted by two THC aficionados, me, Justin Ware.
And me, Sean Cowig.
Yeah, for the next hour, lean your seat back, let us take the wheel.
Metaphorically speaking, please don't smoke and drive.
As we take you on a ride with some fun passengers, some good tunes, and a crap load of detours.
Yes, and if you enjoy our show or you want to submit us an idea for one of our segments, come hang out with us on the social medias at The Way Highway on Twitter, or you can send us an email at wayhighway@adobe.com.
Or you can come to our very exciting website at www.thewayhighway.com. We're going to have archives of our shows as well as some of our favorite segments, including Things I Learned While High and Strainer, both of which will be coming up later.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing this fine day?
Man, I am great. I'm very excited to be here. I'm excited for all the segments. Excitement is my MO at the moment.
How are you? I thought you were going to go with middle name.
Excitement is my middle name.
But no, it's your modus operandi.
Yes.
A modus operandi is actually my middle name.
No way!
Yeah, so which technically means by the transitive property in mathematics, my middle name is also excitement.
Ah, that's good. You lost me at mathematics.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. That's my bad. I really derailed that train.
Yeah.
Before we start, we want to do something we do every time, and that's share a little PSA to remind you about the dangers of marijuana. Mm.
Hey, Joey, I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pot.
You know, marijuana.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
What, chicken?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do? Cake.
Get a pizza.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Get in there.
You got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga!
Wow, thank you, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, in case... I would imagine everyone probably figured out that that's who that was, given the cowabunga is a dead giveaway.
I remember that PSA fondly.
Yeah, it was a Saturday morning... that was a Saturday morning cartoon regular, for sure.
Back in the day when people led you to believe that marijuana was a gateway drug, as if... Every bad decision in your life won't be alcohol infused.
Right, primarily. And I also enjoy that, it's really funny to, it was always funny to me, especially now in retrospect. It was always funny to me in retrospect. it was always funny that I was like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were doing a PSA against marijuana, a group of turtles that lived in a sewer and ate pizza.
Yeah.
And were teenagers.
One of them literally described as a surfer dude.
Yeah. I mean, really, they are probably the most stoned of the Saturday morning. I mean, other than Scooby-Doo is probably the classic.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, there's smoke coming out of that van. So.
Is there really, or is that something you imagined?
Did I imagine the smoke?
Was there smoke coming out of the Scooby-Doo van?
I swear, there was always smoke coming out of that van, but maybe that's just in my head. I also now am wondering if Michelangelo was a surfer dude.
He might have been. I don't know. I feel like maybe there was exhaust coming out of the van because it's a moving vehicle.
Right. That makes more sense.
But I feel like this is a good segue into what we do to kick off every show, which is introduce a product.
Yes, that's right. Very serious product review. So what I've got here today, the first coming from Patrick over at Edibles Magazine.
Patrick at Edibles Magazine is just going to be this guy we refer to that sounds like he's fake.
Yeah.
But no, he's really a dude.
He's a real person, and Edibles Magazine is real. Go to ediblesmagazine.com, check it out, or pick up a hard copy, like a real magazine, at a dispensary where dispensaries are located. So these are the Get Zen Relax 10 pills. They are for pain relief, sleep aid, autoimmune disorder, mood stabilizer, appetite stimulant, and anti-nausea. They give you a euphoric feeling similar to two glasses of wine.
The very precise calibration.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to wash these down with CBD Recovery from Liquidology CBD. The CBD Recovery drink has within it CBD, celery, pear, ginger, lemon, and cinnamon.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, Sean, well, while you're preparing to do that, you know, we obviously probably have listeners who are very familiar with what CBD is versus, say, THC and other active ingredients. It really does look like you're drinking like a little airplane bottle of booze.
Mm. Ooh, that cinnamon. The cinnamon really pops. It's very good.
Not the celery?
You can taste the celery for sure, but it's just very kind of that like spiciness of cinnamon is great. Kind of like a nice, an interesting cider. This is an interesting take on
so
cider.
So this is a good Christmas CBD.
Oh, dude, it's a great. And apparently these are just great for...
Let me check that
out.
Yeah,
check that out.
So, you know, a lot of our listeners may not exactly know what CBD is versus, you know, traditional THC marijuana.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe we should educate them a little bit.
Yeah, so when you get into CBD versus THC, for a recreational... cannabis user, you're going to want THC. That's what gives you the psychotropic feeling of being high. That's the classic.
Yes,
right?
That's weed classic.
CBD is your pain relief. So that's going to be more the medicinal user. CBD, there's nothing psychotropic. You're not going to get super high, super paranoid, super heady. It's more of an aspirin or a kind of Xanax effect where it's going to relax you. It's going to treat pain. It's an anti-inflammatory. CBD is, like I said, it's the medicinal part of the cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids. And also there's a legality difference as well, too. There's areas where CBD can be sold where THC psychotropic stuff, not so available.
Well, yeah. I guess if you want to kind of put it bluntly, THC is going to get you in trouble. CBD will not ever.
Right.
If you will.
Okay. Sure. I mean, obviously we support getting in trouble, but we also support not getting in trouble. It really depends on the context.
We're equal trouble.
So really, this is going to be a very mellow Sean as we start doing the as we get further into the product review and see how this thing sort of flattens you out, makes you feel good.
Yeah, I'm dealing with a little lower back pain too, so we'll see how that helps with that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. I wish that I had brought as a control group two glasses of wine.
Yeah,
because you know, I really want to know if that really is a good comparison.
Right. How would we compare the effects of me to you with your glasses of wine in my... Would we have us...
That's true.
Put together a puzzle and then see who gets worked up about it more.
Right. And just see if one of us is just like, you know what? I don't even need to finish this puzzle because I'm relaxed. Yeah. I feel good. And you know what? Maybe we should just talk about our feelings.
Yeah. Perfect.
But it is pretty remarkable the sheer amount of CBD product that has exploded. Mm-hmm. I feel like in the last in the last year or two, and maybe that's just a function of every product in this space.
I should also say that this Liquidology CBD recovery shot I got at the Smoke for a Cure presented by Athletes Versus Cancer event at Snoop Dogg's compound out here in Los Angeles.
And you mean Snoop Dogg's compound as in physical space, not like a compound invented by Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's his physical space. I don't think he lives there. I don't know. I could be speaking out of school right now, but he definitely hosts events there. I'm sure there are recording studios there. I was just outside.
You were just outside. They didn't let you into the event?
No. They did. It was just outside, kind of in the back outdoor area. There were a lot of great setups, a lot of great vendors, including Liquidology. I had some pretty fantastic cauliflower tacos. And Snoop Dogg performed. And I got to say, I can't believe how close I was to Snoop Dogg. I can't believe how much time and dedication Snoop Dogg spent just walking around, spending time with each vendor. I can't believe how just like I just strive to have as much fun and be as cool as Snoop Dogg one day.
I didn't know he was into marijuana.
No, I'm kidding.
Right? Obviously, that's pretty much the brand. Yeah. But that's great, man. I would have gone with you, but it was by LAX.
Yeah.
And
you don't go there.
It was like 5 o'clock on a Friday, and I was like, that's just not gonna happen.
Yeah.
That's how decisions get made in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
On a fairly regular basis.
Yeah.
But groovy. Well, we are very excited about the remainder of our show today. We have a good, great guy who is our guest.
Triple G, baby.
Triple G.
A good, great guy.
A good, great guy. Mr. Abe Benrubi, who will be joining us after we take a break. And actually, when we were talking about what music to play, Abe and I have bonded before and had conversations. He's quite the music aficionado. We've had conversations about Prince. And Spotify just put up the anthology of mid-90s Prince, like later stuff.
Ooh.
Evidently, it's a treasure trove of
double T.
A TT.
Triple G bringing the double T, guys.
Yes, to TAFP, the artist formerly TAFKAP. But it is from that era when Prince was using the symbol, which was primarily a function of trying to get out of his deal at Warner Brothers, yeah. But nonetheless was read as an artistic endeavor.
Yes.
So we're going to do a little Prince, and we'll be right back with Abe Benrubi.
Yes.
Okay, and we are back. Sean, how are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm great. Yeah, there has not been enough time for anything crazy to happen yet. Nor do I expect anything wackadoo to happen since I've done the CBD-ness
of
it all.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, sometimes you got to amble down the way highway and not race down there on a rocket car.
100%.
100. You just did the emoji.
100.
You just said the emoji.
I did say that. I did.
So our guest today is... a friend of Dr. God and good, great guy. He is an actor that you have seen in a whole bunch of stuff. He's got a movie coming out called Heart Baby in October. So he's
in October, yeah.
Yeah. So
am I close enough?
Are you close enough? Yeah, sounding good. So, our guest today, Mr. Abe Benrubi. Welcome, Abe.
Hello. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, studio audience.
Basically, whatever you guys ask me to do, I just show up, not really knowing what I'm doing when I get there, but that's what makes it fun.
That's really how we travel through life anyway.
I know.
But it's good to see you, man.
My pleasure.
I was saying before when we were pulling up some music, Abe is one of the... two people that I follow on Spotify, primarily because I haven't really figured out how to follow people much. And I started doing it. I was like, I need to follow some people. And then I followed like two people, and then I forgot about following. But Abe's musical, your music selection is so varied. And you listen to so much different stuff that I actually am like, what is Abe listening to right now? When it pops up in the corner, it's always something I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's I'm out there searching on the edges of the music sphere for to be surprised, you know?
Yeah, and you have, I mean, do you still have, you had at one point had a giant record collection.
I do. I still have a bunch of records. At one point, I had a bunch of CDs. They had their own room, and that was a giant waste of money. but I'd still have most of my vinyl. I still have a lot of vinyl, and I still listen to it almost every day, actually.
Vinyl?
So, yeah.
What did you do with, because I haven't figured this out yet, what did you do with all your CDs when the train ended on CDs?
Oh, man.
Did you sell
you
them?
You know, if you've ever been to Amoeba, their entire used selection is basically my. But I sold a big wackadoo to Amoeba right when they opened, about half of them. And then over the years, as they've drained me dry, like a vampire getting a fix of blood, I keep going back and trading in CDs.
But you are still obviously then, you know, one of the sort of the resurgence of vinyl has been so interesting to see. Is that just a function of fidelity or like how did that sort of come back?
It came back the way it is now is because the record companies want to make a bunch more money. And if you go to the record store and see these one time inexpensive vinyl records priced at $35 a piece. Because they've been printed on a heavier cardstock or whatever. It's a little bit annoying.
Right.
That being said, I've always appreciated the artifact. I grew up, you know, I'm an old man at this point, and I grew up holding the 12-inch sleeve in my, you know, you have a whole stoner fantasy on the cover of one Dio record, and it's like, you never want to give that up. It's like comic books or, you know, horror movies, something that really makes you feel something that isn't regular day.
Yeah, the art, you know, when I think of the problem was the records that my parents had, the art was all just like a picture of Frank Sinatra.
Right.
You know, like it wasn't very exciting. So I didn't know about that whole world of, you know, Jethro Tull album covers and Iron Maiden and like all that kind of stuff until a lot later. And yeah, it definitely is something that has been lost, I think, in the music sphere, is not having that cool sort of visual component with it.
I mean, I agree with that, too. But I think if you ask somebody younger than me, they'd be like, I don't give a fuck what the guy looks like. Let me just hear the shit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's probably true. But
can I cuss on this radio?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
and, you know, that I'll build a little segue. You can, you know, a record in the hands of a stoned human takes you on a trip, man. You get one of those Yes records with the Roger Dean artwork where everything's, you know, flowing from the sea and there's fish in the sky. And if you're under the right state of mind, that's a pretty magical place to be.
Yeah. And it that's always, you know, do you see a lot of live music?
I do. Not as much as I used to. I came in here singing the praises of this band, Yob, which is the next concert that I'm going to see, and it's by far the heaviest record I've ever heard. Their latest is called Our Raw Heart, and it's just, I was trying to describe it to Sean, and I said, it sounds like every chord of the guitar is crushing something, like an iron safe in a basement. It's really crazy.
Dude,
I don't know if you'll play it or not.
When you go to that concert, do you get decked out? Like, you guys?
I get decked out with earplugs.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, from going to so much live music, I won't say I have tinnitus, but I definitely, like, have lost some frequencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's funny too, like there's sort of different generations on that kind of music, and it's funny now when you go to like bands like that have been around for a long time and there's just a bunch of guys in there who are standing in the back and they're like, I'm just not getting in the fray.
No, totally. With their fingers in their ears and you can't get in the pit anymore. No, I used to but you know, the kids that go to those the hip hop shows and EDM shows these days, they're going to lose all those low bass frequencies in their hearing, whereas we lost like the screeching guitar frequencies, right?
So true. Yeah.
Well, and the technology of, you know, especially at like those kind of concerts at the, I mean, my God, the level of machinery and volume and the stuff that they have. I mean, it's, I don't see a lot of that stuff anymore, but I used to see a lot of that stuff. And you know, now, like, I've walked into a show and gone, I just can't even be in this room, because even if you have earplugs in, it's like your heart is going to explode out of your chest like Alien.
Yeah.
Which
that's
I guess
I'm looking for at the Yob show. Yeah. That's, you just hit it right on the head.
Yeah. I guess if that's why you're there.
Yeah, right.
And you've been doing some weed stuff, you know, yourself, right? You
I said have, you've been... man. I mean, we're lucky enough to live in California, where we're kind of quasi allowed to grow some cannabis for medicinal purposes. So I've been growing a couple of ladies in my backyard to no great result. Let me assure you, it's very difficult.
Man,
mine were burned quite severely, and they look like you'd want to ever touch them or smoke them, I should say.
Do you have a green thumb in general?
No, man. It's so hard.
I was trying to just grow some tomatoes on my balcony, and I've killed the plants twice.
Well, yeah, and tomatoes you can like hit with a flamethrower and they're okay, but in Southern California, we killed them.
I killed it once because I bought it right around Christmas, so right before it got too cold, and killed it. Yeah. And then it started to come back right for it to be too hot, and now it's dead again.
Yeah, and it's. Did you decide to try it because you just wanted to see if you could do it? Because I feel like the quality that you're going to get from it is not going to be comparable to what you can just go out and get.
No. In fact, I have some childhood friends who have been out here growing for a while, and I've gotten to sort of watch the professionals do it. But I certainly want to try my hand at it, and I, like, ordered seeds from Amsterdam. I was like, I can do this now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a really difficult thing. It's a very testy plant, and for your listeners out there who I'm sure are going to try growing their own, or they ought to, man, it's hard.
Yeah.
And read as much information as you can, and don't leave them in the direct sun, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and I mean, I always feel like, you know, I've got friends who are, you know, into home brewing or just all that kind of stuff, and I'm like, it seems so much effort. You've really got to enjoy the process, because the result for the amount of effort you're putting in is, you know, not going to be comparable to, you know, what you can sort of just go out there and buy, especially now in dispensaries in Los Angeles. But if you know, you want to really learn the science behind it, I guess, and you want to learn the kind of know a little bit more about what you enjoy, then I totally
camaraderie
makes sense to
me. Too, because the plants become almost like a pseudo pet.
That you kill.
You might, right?
A pet that you will accidentally allow to die because it was too hot.
Well, if you leave your dog in the car.
Right?
I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
I can see you talking to your plants already in my dream vision of you.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure that there's websites that are like, marijuana, you need to be nice to the plant, you know, you need to really bond with it in order to really
play
get
some jazz, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my Yob, Yob and marijuana do not.
No, they mix.
Oh, they do?
Oh, they mix.
Okay.
I wager, yes.
But the plant's a lot more purple, you
the
know.
Plant's really it's dark. So, man, one time when I was in Vancouver, Canada, I smoked some marijuana that was so dark purple it was almost black, and I've never seen its like since.
Oh,
so if any of your listeners want to send me any of their black bud.
Yeah, or yes, let us know where to get it.
Yeah,
and
right.
Did you listen to Deep Purple with it?
There's a pun in there. I have certainly listened to, I don't remember if I, yes, I did. I mean,
yes.
I forgot my rules. Yes, and it was very good.
I'm sure there are some Deep Purple album covers out there that probably fit that that description.
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to take a little bit of a break here for a minute, and then we're going to come back and do our favorite segments. We're going to do a little Things I Learned While High, and we're going to do a little Strainer.
Yes.
So we'll be right back with Abe and Ruby, and we're going to leave you with a little Aretha.
Aww.
All right, and we are back with Abe and Ruby.
Hello.
So before we dive into our segments, you've got this movie coming out, Heart Baby.
Heart Baby, really interesting film, independent film, written, directed by a woman named Angela Shelton, who we have mutual friends somehow with.
Yeah.
It's based on a true story about a convict, a prisoner who was such a good boxer that the 1984 Olympics Committee offered him freedom in exchange for him boxing on the USA team. And the reason that he declined their offer is the twist of the movie. It's a true story, mm-hmm. and it's really fascinating, and it really shines a light on the corruption of the prison system,
even
in those days. And you can see that through line through to today, too. Great cast. I told you, Justin, it's the ugliest cast ever assembled.
That's an accomplishment. And now I want to think about, I mean, not counting, obviously, like the Dark Crystal or some of these other.
Don't say it. He's right there.
I played every role in the Dark Crystal.
You do look like the Skeksis. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great, man. I was saying... I just wanted to say before that I watched the final The Finest Hours with my wife, and spoiler alert, is it a spoiler when it's in a thing that happened in real life and the person actually like died in real life?
I think it's okay. But this is a 5-year-old movie that no one saw when it was out.
I liked it. I thought it was great. Yes, you when you died in that movie, it was very, very sad. I just want to put that
out.
It
was. And in the true story, that guy's nicknamed Tiny, he was a hero, and he actually sacrificed himself to sort of save other crew members. He was the only one who died who wasn't rescued on that mission.
When you read the script, you're like, I'm dying to do this movie. Oh, am I really the only guy
dies? I die in everything. I told you. I die a lot. I'm either behind a counter or dying one way or the other.
Or both. Yeah. Because you were. Yeah. So we're going to do a little game. Before we play the game, we're going to do a little segment, which we like to call. Is it a strain or something else? Actually, that's not the segment that we're doing right now. Karen.
Come on, Karen.
We do a little segment every week called Things We Learn While High. We are going to play Strainer, but that's coming up. And Things We Learn While High, which, by the way, if you have something that you've been having this conversation and while you're high, and you're like, what is the deal with this? Please send it in. We love doing these deep dives in research.
Don't research it. When you're like, oh, I wonder, just don't Google it and send it to us, and then we'll do that.
We'll do it.
So don't find out.
Also, one area where I think Google does the world a disservice, and this is my anti-Google speech. No, but one of the things that's really enjoyable when you are high is to debate something that you could go look up the answer to, but sometimes it's fun to just debate it and see if you can figure it out on your own.
Use your own logical faculties.
We're going to do one of those right now, and I'm going to have Karen play it once more.
Karen, why do they keep calling?
So the things I learned while high for this week is, what exactly is bubblegum flavor? What flavor is bubblegum?
Like, what are they mimicking?
Yeah, like, what is it? What is the flavor?
Elephant dung.
Sean?
Your concept of pink.
That's actually interesting. That's actually not far off.
Wow.
I feel like this is one of those things that we don't necessarily think about because we've been used to it for so long. And, like, Potter Stewart, Supreme Court Justice's definition of obscenity, we know it when we taste it. He didn't actually say taste, because that would have been a weird definition. but we don't really know what it is, right? It's kind of like Dr. Pepper or chartreuse.
For sure.
Something where you're like, what exactly is the flavor?
Yeah.
But the reason that actually kind of makes sense with bubblegum, because it has been, since day one, purely artificial. Bubblegum was invented in 1928 by a man named Walter Diemer, who dyed it pink because that was the only food color that he had available. So bubblegum is pink, just a pure happenstance.
That's weird that that's all he had available when that's not...
Not even a regular food dye.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why it was available, because we're like, guys, we've been using all the other food color dyes. No one's using the pink.
Wait, did this guy actually invent bubblegum or just the flavor?
He invented bubblegum because he was trying to create chewing gum that you could blow a bubble with. So he was actually actively trying to create it. Okay. And the first one was Double Bubble, which actually you can still buy Double Bubble in the little yellow wrapper. That actually is the original bubble gum.
No kidding.
The very first one, yeah.
Wow. I just learned something while high.
You did. And the flavor is derived using esters, which are chemicals that are supposed to imitate natural flavors, right? So like banana.
Not unlike the trichomes of the cannabis plant. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey.
So like banana comes from the ester isomyl acetate, but it doesn't have to mimic a real flavor, but usually that's what they're trying to accomplish, basically. And bubblegum is hard to pinpoint because it doesn't, they weren't actually trying to imitate something. There's no natural flavor that it's imitating, as opposed to banana, although it's up to you whether you actually think that banana flavored things taste like banana, you know, like banana runts. It kind of tastes like banana, but they really taste like banana flavoring.
Banana flavoring,
yeah.
For sure.
And complicating things further, each bubblegum maker has its own recipe, utilizing different ratios of flavorings. But the general consensus seems to be that it's a combination of banana, strawberry, orange, cherry, and lemon, which I actually feel like we could try sometime with like Starburst.
Sure.
Just shove them all in our mouth and see if it tastes like bubblegum.
I mean, I think this whole thing is just you getting Sean to try different things. So.
Oh, you're on to me. But some insist there's also hints of things like cinnamon, but that just sounds to me like a wine snob being like, there's hints of tree bark and, you know, aurora borealis. So the truth is, it is a made-up flavor using multiple notes of different chemical compounds intended to mimic a general aura of fruitiness, but it does not actually imitate any other natural flavor. And that is... Things I learned
about I'm going to use aura of fruitiness for a lot of different things in my life now.
Just your wedding vows.
Honey, when we first met, you gave me an aura of fruitiness that I couldn't escape.
And I want this artificial flavoring to become natural.
What was the other thing you said about banana that you were like, isotropic?
banana flavoring comes from the ester, which is a chemical compound called isomyl acetate.
Ester isomyl acetate, I want to marry you. Always have.
Yes, it's not the flavors derived using ester is not actually by someone named Ester.
Oh, okay,
indeed.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that was one of the segments, and now the other segment got teased.
Ooh, baby!
And that is Sean's. Take it away, Sean.
So we're gonna play a game of Strainor. This is gonna be a strain or a category of other things. Okay. So we're gonna look for strains of weed or a category of something else that I will
and
tell
you.
You
have to tell us which one it is.
And you have to tell, right?
I'm going to kill this.
I want to apologize because this is really hard. As I was making it, I was like, oh, I can make these really hard. And as of, you know, I'm going to just do that now. So is this a strain of weed or an Essie nail polish color? And I'd like to say that all descriptions are from Essie.com of the nail polish color. So thank you, Essie.com. And thank you to Leafly.com for helping me with the descriptions of these weed strains and for being a heck of a website. Leafly.com is great.
I think they make some of that stuff up.
Quite possibly. But it helps me with my game.
I like it.
So is this a strain of weed or an Essie nail polish color? Space Queen.
Nail polish.
It's a strain of weed.
I'm done already.
It's a hybrid created by Vic High of the BC Growers Association. It's a cross between Romulan and Cinderella 99.
Do you say Vic High?
Vic High.
Is his name Vic High?
His name is...
We have to get a guy named Vic High as a guest on the show.
Come down.
Vic, you're invited. I don't know anything about growing weed, guys. I know nothing about weed. It's okay, Vic.
It's easy.
You got your name. Space Queen tastes of cherries and gives users a trippy, speedy buzz.
All right, I'm going to need to consider my answers a little more carefully.
Hazy Days.
Nail polish.
It is!
All right.
Yes! See Straight in a rich Byzantine and purple glazed with warming clay tones.
It sounds like a donut.
Clam Bake.
It's got to be a strain.
It is not. No. Dig into perfect summer sizzle. This fire-bright, creamy red-orange lacquer serves up fond memories of festive nights at the beach.
Clam bake.
Clam bake. Wow. The nail polish color.
Wow. Let's see it. Do you have it on your
it's on my toes. Dance hall.
That's a nail polish. Golly, I'm really bad at this.
Sativa dominant hybrid named after a style of reggae played in times of celebration. Dancehall will lift your spirits. It is perfect for creativity and social bonding.
Also, Wang Chung for their favorite strain for dance hall days.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yes, that's
an obscure Wang Chung.
We are all white and middle aged.
Anchor down.
God damn it. It's both, Sean. It's both. No, it's going to be the nail polish. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Got one.
There's no nautical weed strains yet.
Jump ship and dive headfirst into a preppy blue nail polish washed with pewter gray undertones. Paradise found.
Why are you surfing this website?
Because it's so much fun.
Redheaded stranger.
Ooh.
Ooh. That could be either. Mm. I'm going to go with a weed strain.
Yes.
Look at the knowledgeable.
Yes. Sativa strain named after the Willie Nelson album.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
It has a sharp, spicy aroma with subtle herbal notes and offers a cerebral vigor that fuels creativity and focus.
Yeah, I don't think Willie Nelson has inspired too many nail polishes.
Well.
But he did smoke pot on the roof of the White House.
That's pretty good. No. How do you know that? That's another thing
I learned while high. Yeah, during the Carter administration, which is probably not the shocking part of that story. Mm.
No, I mean, there's nothing shocking about the story. It's just an interesting tidbit.
But I feel like if any president was likely to invite Willie Nelson to the White House, it's now going to be, you know, Reagan.
No, but it could have been Clinton.
It could totally have been Clinton.
Oh, man, I'm going to jam with you on saxophone.
That's pretty good. Thanks, right. That's not bad.
I've never even tried that before. Oh, my. Okay, there are more flavors. I like this game.
Harlequin.
Your own personal stray.
It's a strain. It's a sativa dominant strain renowned for its CBD expression. It provides clear-headed, alert sativa effects, making it a great strain to treat pain and anxiety. Flavors range from earthy musk to sweet mango.
Mm. Mangy mango. Musky mango. I said those.
Musky mango is a Musky great mango name is a for great either.
Okay, Etsy nail color. You can have musky mango.
Seeing stars.
Oh God, man.
That's a nail polish.
Yes, you're mesmerized in this mahogany brown, sparkling with golden shimmer.
Nothing.
Wait,
says
seeing stars is brown?
Brown and gold.
It's a mahogany brown. Seeing stars is mahogany brown.
Maybe it's like getting punched in the face seeing stars. Like, what happened? It all went brown.
Between the seats.
Those aren't pillows.
Between the seats, that sounds like where you find change, right?
Yeah, exactly. Did you, is this a Buddhist thing now?
Maybe.
Wait, between the seats. Oh, the seats. Like what you, we're in at the moment. I'm going to say that's, for some very strange reason, that's a nail polish name.
Yes. Yeah. It's a wild ride. Hold on tight with the seductively romantic gray lilac. What goes on from there, I'll never tell.
What's between the seats, though? That sounds like you're having sex with cushions.
Those aren't cushions.
Some of these nail polish colors are. Some of these nail polish colors do. I don't understand.
I feel like you guys should be on the marketing team. It's,
we should.
It's really
guys, we got to talk about between the seats.
I'm sending you a bottle.
They'll be like, Dan, it was supposed to be between the sheets. Yeah. What did you do?
Sorry, I'm so high on Harlequin. And finally, Alpha Blue.
Mm. That could be either two, right? Mm. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like that's a strain developed by somebody who's like trying to brainwash the children of America.
It is a strain. Yeah.
Also known as Dream Diesel, it's a sativa combination of Blue Dream and New York City Diesel. Its aroma is tart blueberry and sour candy. Its effects create a calming and relaxed mood. Alpha Blue is great for treating stress and anxiety, and that has been Strainor.
Strainor.
Is it a strain? Or something else.
You did great.
Yeah, you did.
Oh. You did great.
You, well, you, that was above average.
Yeah.
I may have, I may know some things. No, yeah. I, this is fun. What, I wanted to keep going, but another time.
I'm telling you, Essie.com has a lot of different colors. So.
I just, I'm, the mind is boggled.
Yeah.
How many have you tried, though?
Nail polish colors or the strains?
Yes, both. I mean, have you tried more strains or more nail polish?
I feel like I've tried more strains than nail polish, but I think I want to start trying a strain with it, like a strain with a nail polish to go with it.
Is there, you know, at some point there's going to be a weed nail polish that goes in through the cuticles.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably, I mean.
What would you name that strain?
Dubicles.
Dubicles. I think that's where you work if you trim bud. Back to your dubicle worker.
That's true. Dubicles is like the dystopian weed dispensary.
Yes,
like,
dubicle. Oh, we're writing the movie right now. Sean.
Magic is happening.
Take a note, Sean.
I got it.
Okay.
So we're getting towards the end here, Sean, and you know what that means. It's time to check in.
Yeah.
On... product review.
Oh yeah. How long has it been?
It has not been,
about an hour.
About an hour. I feel great. My back is relaxed. I do feel very relaxed. I feel a relaxation kind of behind my eyes, kind of the anti-anxiety effects happening. And I'm just chilled. That's the thing about CBD. You're not gonna get super effed up.
Right.
You're just going to relax. It's going to help with your pain, any inflammation that you have, any nausea that you have. And it's just a really good chill time.
So you would say that you do feel an effect from CBD, because I know there's a lot of naysayers out there in the world.
Right. I mean,
people who say that there's
that
BS.
It's a placebo, yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. Like, I guess you could say the same thing about Tylenol.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Do you feel something when you take two Advil, or does your headache just eventually go away? So what I would say the same thing about CBD with that.
Well, I liked your idea of a control with the double wine.
I know. I wish I'd brought that.
Yeah, I wish I brought a double wine.
Yeah.
Next episode. Yeah. And but, I mean, your demeanor certainly seems a little more relaxed than when we came in here.
He was
but
so uptight.
Man.
Also, when you looked at me and you were like, you know what that means, for a second, I was like, oh, no, I don't know what that means.
It's working.
It's totally working.
Yeah, I hope it works. It would be disappointing if it was a placebo.
No, I don't. I think it does work. Certainly, you know, if you look at a company like Canna Kids, right, where they are really battling cancer with cannabis oil, that's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to have to wrap this puppy up here.
Yeah.
Sadly.
You know, the hours go by like. Whatever they said.
Like sands through the hourglass, so go the days.
This episode has slipped between the seats.
Ooh.
I still don't get what between the seats is referring to. I just think about, like, guys, I lost my phone. Check between the seats. Like, that to me.
I think I smell the vague scent of Aurora Borealis. Is that you, Justin?
That is me. Thank you. Thank you, though. So we're going to wrap this puppy up here. We'll be back next week at the same time. And please remember, as legalization sweeps the country, that there are lots of Americans still locked up for dealing, possessing, or even smoking marijuana, and weed should ruin your ability to drive, follow complicated movie plots, and occasionally even speak, but it should not ruin your life. So don't just legalize it, deschedule it, support clemency, and get non-violent drug offenders out of jail, and for God's sake, please vote. That is it for us. Thank you for listening to The Way Highway live on iDobe.com or the free Adobe app, or subscribing on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, behind the back alley from Podcast Pete or whatever the situation may be.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. This podcast is behind the Taco Bell. If you like what you heard, please tell everyone you know, listen again, and follow us on Twitter at The Way Highway. You can also find Sean at Sean Cowig, me at Justin_Ware, or Dr. God at Dr. God Comedy. And special thanks to today's guest, the one, the only, Aben Ribby.
Thank you, Abe.
Thank you.
And check out Heart Baby when it
Check out Heart Baby in October, and smoke weed every day.
Yes, that's the PSA at the end of the episode.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for our producers, Nice Guy Digital, Dr. God Productions, and most of all, thank you for listening.
And remember, if you want to ride high, always take the Way Highway.